Hello, this is Dr. Shiva. Welcome to our podcast, Get Educated or Be Enslaved.
Episode 1576, air date August 12th, 2025.
Hello, everyone. This is Dr. Shiva. Today, we're going to discuss aloe vera on gut health. We're going to be doing a systems biology analysis, and I hope you enjoy it. It's going to be an interesting discussion because we're going to talk about the molecular basis of aloe vera and then the molecular pathways of gut health. So let's just jump right into it. Aloe vera, often referred to as the immortal herb, is one of the most widely distributed perennial green herbs across the globe. The gel extracted from its leaves is colorless and mucilaginous, and it is extensively used in both pharmacological and cosmetic applications. Beyond its common uses, aloe vera has demonstrated several therapeutic properties, including anti-cancer, antioxidant, anti-diabetic, and anti-hyperlipidemic effects. Now, many of you know the approach that I take. Everything I look at, be it politics, be it health issues, or science, is always from a systems science approach. And all of you can learn that approach at truthfreedomhealth.com. So let me begin before we start our talk on aloe vera on gut health by sharing with you my journey to systems, and we'll be starting. Welcome to VA Shiva. VA Shiva is a product of my journey across East and West, science and tradition, ancient and modern, that brings you the science of systems so you can become a force for truth, freedom, health. VA Shiva is a platform of revolutionary education, community building, and weaponry for unleashing local activism. My journey to VA Shiva begins in the chaos of Bombay, where I experienced diverse religions, languages, castes, and in a small village that had no running water, no electricity, where my grandmother, a poor village farmer, practiced Siddha, an ancient system of Indian medicine over 10,000 years old. She observed one's face, the art of Samudrika Lakshanam, to understand a body's unique constitution, allowing her to deliver the right medicine for the right person at the right time. Watching my grandmother heal others, I was inspired to study medicine, but I was also aware of the corrupt caste system of India, which denigrated a human being, where my family were considered low caste untouchables, where one's birth determined one's destiny. The grit and determination of my mother and father led them to get educated and to come to America, a one in a trillion event. Their actions inspired me to work hard and excel. While in ninth grade, I attended New York University in a computer science program, and subsequently, at the age of 14, was given a full-time job as a research fellow at what is now known as Rutgers Medical School in the heart of Newark, New Jersey. There, I investigated the system of sleep using mathematics, computer science, and biology for sudden infant death syndrome. It was there in Newark where I invented email when I was the first to convert every feature of the physical, paper-based inter-office mail system, including inbox, outbox, memo, carbon copy, blind carbon copy, attachments, into its electronic equivalent, a system which I named email, a term that I was the first to coin. On August 30th, 1982, I was awarded the first U.S. copyright for the invention of this system, recognizing me as the inventor of email. At that time, copyright was the only way to protect software inventions. I went on to MIT, where I earned 4 degrees across multiple systems of engineering, electrical, mechanical, design, biological. That training led me to invent many other systems for advancing humankind. Echomail, the world's first intelligent email management system. Cytosolv, a computational biology system for eliminating animal testing to discover new medicines faster, cheaper, and safer. And to the creation of a whole systems methodology for certifying clean food. These innovations led me back on a Fulbright to India, where I discovered the missing link between Eastern medicine and Western systems theory, honoring my grandmother, to develop Your Body, Your System, a powerful tool that will help you understand how your body is a system and how the inputs of food, supplements, and exercise bring your body back to its natural system state. And Systems Health, an integrative educational discipline that is now integrated into the VA Shiva platform that will enable you to learn the science of systems, the science of everything, be it your body as a system or our society and politics as a system, to reveal the foundational interrelationships between truth, freedom, health. Now is the time for you to be the light, learn the science of systems, build community, and weaponize yourself to unleash the activism necessary to deliver truth, freedom, health, in your local community. Welcome to VA Shiva. All right, everyone, welcome back. Today, we're going to be having a discussion on aloe vera, on gut health. I want to thank our Cytosolve team for organizing this. We do this as a noble service to support people in really understanding nature as a system and food as medicine. So that video really should give you an opportunity to understand that when you take a systems approach, you get a much closer opportunity to see things as they are. All right, so let's continue. What motivates anything that we do at Truth Freedom Health or Cytosolve or any of our solutions or anything I personally do is to recognize that those in power are literally killing people right now. And this is not hyperbole when you look at the data globally. Lifespan is actually going down, okay? The curvature of lifespan is going down and the cost of living, which means the ability for people to survive, is explosively going up. So if you just look at this graph, unemotional and in a detached way, you see that those people who have executed this have really no interest in you as a human being. They want to kill you. They really do. And this is not something that just occurred over the last 5 years, 10 years. This is something, as you look at this graph, it's been going on for a long time, at least 50 to 60 years. And that process has been going on from those on the left and the right, people claiming to be independent, people claiming to be agents of change. But all these people claim to do that. They come top down. They come from the swarm itself. And those of you who want to understand what I mean by swarm, you should go see shatterthesswarm.com. But those in power are not interested in your health because they're not one of us. That's unfortunate. So the decision you need to make is, when you look at a graph like this, do you want to save yourself? No one else is coming to save you. And if you think voting for one of these fools is going to do it, it's not. My running for president, by the way, is not about saving you, but it's about giving you tools so you can save yourself. But that's what this is about. I want to let you know anything I do be talking about aloe vera, or be it turmeric or election fraud, all of this is motivated by this fundamental curve. Do you want to save yourself when you're ready? You know, I've created the tools to do that so you don't have to waste your life. That's what resulted in this curve. It's not any one thing. And that's why we say this is a systems problem. It's not something that's going to get fixed by tweaking one little thing. Now, what has been the driving force that has resulted in this is a number of important factors. It's not any one thing. It's been the destruction of the immune system in the healthcare space. It's been the fact that environmentally, it's very difficult to get clean, healthy food. But guess what? Going back to healthcare, many of you know I saved hundreds of millions of people's lives during the quote-unquote pandemic in March of 2020 by giving people solutions and educating people on how the body is a system. No other person did that except, frankly, me, and the credit has to be given because of my concern for everyday people. That's where I come from. It wasn't about pro-vax and anti-vax. It's about the immune system. So we educated people on that, but they destroyed your immune systems. We wanted to educate people. And one of the other stresses has been the fact that it's very difficult to get good, clean food. The other process is that the educational system has been under stress. People are not learning system science. They don't see things as they are. They're being taught fake science, a reductionist science when it comes to innovation. Most people do not know how to look, be resourceful, be it simple things in an office or organizationally, or how to solve something. They're expecting the government to do it or someone else to do it for them. And when it comes to governance, we have corrupt leaders. When it comes to the economy, people really don't want to save anything. They're not taught to save. And there are massive amounts of income inequality. So Truth Freedom Health, my systems creation, which involves education, which involves community, which involves courses. It's a platform, is the solution that is the only solution that provides a systems approach to enabling you to save yourself. There's no one else coming to save us. And that systems approach involves the ability to strengthen your immune system. It involves the ability to eat local healthy foods on a budget, you get clean food. That's through our certified clean solution, which has been around now for over a decade. It comes from understanding system science, so you learn how to get truly educated. It comes from learning how to educate young people to innovate. It comes from us developing our own leaders in our community. The swarm creates its leaders to maximize power, profit, and control. Our movement is creating leaders for truth, freedom, health. It also comes to teaches people how to be economical and resourceful. There are many forces which unfortunately teach people to spend money on stuff that's actually garbage, but that's what our movement does. It teaches people these tools. If you want them, go to truthfreedomhealth.com. And every Thursday, you can see right here on Thursdays at 11 a.m. or Thursdays at 8 p.m., we host two open houses. There's no cost to it. We bring together incredible people who share their journeys to systems. But it's an opportunity for you to become what we call the Truth Freedom Health Warrior Scholar, where you get educated. So you're not waiting for someone else to do that. But again, everything that I do is motivated from this deep interest to help you help yourself. So Truth Freedom Health is that platform. Again, 11 a.m. and 8 p.m. We do every Thursday. We do that. You can RSVP right now to vashiva.com orientation. Join us on Thursdays. Our platform teaches you to think, fight, and heal all together. Think, fight, heal. And as a part of that, we have these platforms, a Leadership Training Institute and Systems Health Institute, where we are educating leaders to really help others by seeing that the only way to do this is by the right medicine for the right person at the right time. We give you tools to do that. And the Cytosol Open Science Institute is a powerful framework for you to have the tools that you can create new products, that you can be part of the solution. And so we provide you with a framework of solutions. So by way of example, when you look at food as medicine, we've created the Certified Clean, Certified Raw certification. So global certification through this process, from the time the food is sourced to the time it hits the table or your mouth. We have made a very high standard on what is clean food. So where is the food coming from? It's a global standard. The next thing is Cytosol. This platform allows us to understand the food and what are the compounds in that and how we combine those compounds to create powerful medicines. And then finally, just because things come from food doesn't mean they're all good for everyone. Technology systems, health trains people to figure out the right food for the right person at the right time. You see? So we have created a framework for you to help yourself. No one else has this. So we're not relying on the government to solve problems because it's corrupt. We're not relying on people to lower their standards. You don't need to do that. This movement is really about you and finding those people who want to save themselves. And so we have these very powerful solutions. Cytosol took me about 25 years to do. System health has been a life journey, and clean food certification is something where it's a global standard. Every government, if they really cared, would adopt the standard because we know how to track the food. More importantly, it's a bottom-up standard. But think about what we've done. This has been a lot of hard work. Without any government support, without any venture capital support, all of this I've done in the midst of many other things. Yes, I burned the candle at both ends because I'm deeply motivated, because I care, and I never forgot where I came from. And life has given me the opportunity to create these platform solutions. These are platform solutions, but if you want to participate in the challenge, you want to get off your butt and want to save yourself. If you do, we have those solutions. Anyway, that's what I wanted to share with you. This is deeply personal to me. We've created these solutions, and go to truthfreedomhealth.com and you guys can support yourself and us by contributing there. But when you contribute, you get the opportunity to learn an incredible amount. You get the opportunity to learn a lot, okay? You get the opportunity to become a Truth Freedom Health Warrior Scholar, so you're not a slave. My goal is not to keep you on a plantation, but to get you off the plantation. So go there, watch the Shatter the Swarm video, then get onto the Get Off the Plantation course, absolutely free, and then become a Truth Freedom Health Warrior Scholar. Or you can go right to being that, but this is a noble service that we're doing. But the whole goal here is for you to get educated and not be enslaved. So when I talk about aloe vera, or when I talk about moringa, when I talk about any of these foods, it's always in this context of a systems approach. So anything we do has to integrate science and politics and health. Anyone who does not want to talk politics is one of the most ignorant person in the world, As the great writer Alberto Brick says, they want to hide their head in the sand. People in America, in many ways, have the luxury of doing that. But if you're hiding your head in the sand and you don't want to be political, understand that's a very selfish way to be, because you're doing it at the sacrifice of all the other working people. So those people in the United States must rise up. They must become political and healthy and want to fight for freedom. So if you want to, get strong. If you want to be healthy, if you want to be smart, then you've come to the right movement. But if you want to be dumb and you want to be worse and you want to be, you know, sick, it's not the place to be. But before we start on aloe vera, I wanted to give you this background of what motivates what we do. So let me play you this video, and we're going to go to aloe vera on gut health. What is Truth Freedom Health, and why all of you should become a warrior scholar? I do these videos, these very, very informative videos, but my ulterior motive is to motivate you guys to go learn this stuff and become warrior scholars, because then you'll be able to understand where the systems approach comes from. So let me play this video, and we'll start today's discussion on aloe vera on gut health. We have allowed our country to be taken over from within, and the end goal is you will have a homogenized world where we will become slaves, because there is a condition among the elites that really thinks they're better than you, deep down inside them, that you don't deserve the freedoms you have. They don't. This reality is what people need to wake up to, and we need to all unite working people. There's only one movement that can do that. And that is the movement that we started creating here in Massachusetts, the Movement for Truth, Freedom, and Health. Look, I've been a student of politics since I was a four-year-old kid, studying revolutionary movements, left wing, right wing. There's a physics, there's a nuclear science to destroying the establishment. To build a bridge, you need to understand Newton's equation. You need to understand the laws of gravity. You need to understand Poisson's ratio. There is a way to build a revolution. And that's why I put this together. My goal is to train a army of truth, freedom, and health leaders. We don't need followers like social media. We need leaders, but they need training, because the educational system does not teach them history, nothing. So in 3 hours, that's what I've started doing. That's the solution. Wow. We got to train people first with understanding what a system is, the dynamics of all systems that affect nature. The second is understanding the interconnection between truth, freedom, and health. Freedom is the ability to move freely, communicate freely, talk freely. Without freedom, you cannot convert ideas, hypothesis into truth, which is science. And without freedom, you can't really get to truth. And without truth, you make up fake problems and fake solutions, which means you destroy our health. And without health, which is the infrastructure of us and our body, you can't fight for freedom. Truth, freedom, health. Third concept is it has to be bottoms up. Working people, people who work uniting. And what the right wing has done is whenever you say working people unite, that must be communist. Meanwhile, they've let the Democrats run unions, which suppress workers, completely corrupt. But when you look at the arc of American history, it's been when working people came up. We need to go local. Every solution I'm coming up with is a part of this movement. We're giving the science, which is the truth, and then we tell people what they can do on the ground. Like with election fraud, you don't need to wait for some lawyer. Our goal is to train people to go local, to go local, to go local, fight locally. Forget lawyers, forget politicians, forget celebrities. You've got to learn politics, and there is a science to it. They lock us down, we should be ready to shut them down. And the fourth part of this principle is a not so obvious establishment. So when you look at a system, there's always something that disturbs you from getting to your goal. Well, the biggest disturbance is a not so obvious establishment, which are those people who claim they're for you on the left and the right. The Al Sharptons who tell black people I'm for you. The Tucker Carlsons. Do you think any true anti-establishment person will ever be on Fox or CNN? I don't think so. They both mislead working people back into the establishment. Without this solid understanding of political physics and theory, you're screwed. You're going to follow on the left wing Bernie Sanders. Oh, he said something. Or Robert Kennedy. Scumbags. Or you're going to follow some right-wing talk show host. They're not going to lead us to liberation. It's us. We're building a bottoms-up movement. And that political physics, it's a nuclear science of change. Bottoms up. We have to organize to understand that there is people who talk a good game and then look at what they actually do, left and right. I'm sorry, Sean Hannity may say some good things, but I don't see the urgency in his voice to get something done. And it can only come when you weaponize yourself with the right knowledge. You need to be able to identify a rat. You know, Christ didn't go after the Romans, right? It was the Pharisees and the Sadducees who screwed him up. His own, quote-unquote, people. And that's where we're at. So these four concepts I've built into a curriculum where people can go to truthfreedomhelp.com, and it's an educational program. We need to train people in political theory. You need to have physics, and I've created that curriculum. People need to get educated. We need to get educated fast. And within a half an hour, I can teach people 2 years of MIT control systems. I teach people those concepts. Then I apply it. Anyone can understand it. And then you say, oh, I got to build a bottoms up movement. They have to get politically astute, and then they have to go locally and act, not sit there on social media. They have to act locally, defy locally, do civil obedience locally, but with knowledge on how to build a movement. Now, the Senate campaign's expanded to the Movement for Truth, Freedom, and Health, and they can find it on truthfreedomhelp.com, so people can sign in. They can get access to a bunch of videos. If they want to take a course and become a Truth, Freedom, Health leader, I offer a full scholarship there, but we want people to make a commitment that they'll study, that they'll get certified, that they'll go do activities on the ground. So go to truthfreedomhelp.com. All right, everyone. There's a movement that's driving everything we do in the aspects of science, the area of politics, and health. So we have a framework. So I hope you guys take advantage of this, because you're not going to get it anywhere else. And it's going to be an immense value to advancing you as a human being and helping you to educate. There are many different contribution plans, as you can see. I recommend to start as a member, because there's an entire very deep course called Get Off the Plantation. It'll help you come to terms with yourself. Do you want to get off the plantation, or do you want to be a slave? You can be a supporter, and we give you more and more gifts of knowledge and education. Or you can contribute a little bit, and you can get all 15 gifts, but get involved. Become a warrior scholar for those of you who want to really leapfrog this and get involved. But understand that when you contribute, we'll give you knowledge. We'll give you support. We give you a community. Anyway, that's the background of what's motivating everything we do. So let's also recognize we have an open house every Thursday, 11 a.m. and 8 p.m. You're all welcome to join. So what are you going to learn today? First of all, we're going to give you the background on aloe vera. What is gut health? Why does it occur from the information we know today? We're going to then talk to you about Cytosolve, which is a revolutionary platform, a revolutionary solution in science that helps us innovate products using food and medicine. And we'll share with you our own initiative. We're taking a fresh approach. And by the way, there's not any one way to solve these problems. We're talking about aloe vera, but doesn't mean that's going to work for everyone, right? This is a very, very complex systems problem. This is why no one's really cracked the code on it, okay? But we are making headway by taking a systems approach. And so there's a lot of work to be done here, but that's what we're doing. And then we'll talk about how aloe vera improves gut health, and we'll talk to you about how much aloe vera. We'll also talk to you about the reality. Is it right for you? Because we're about the right medicine for the right person at the right time. And then we're going to share with you on how you can be part of this initiative. Okay? So again, as I started off, aloe vera, often referred to as the immortal herb, is one of the most widely distributed perennial green herbs across the globe. The gel extracted from its leaves is colorless and mucilaginous, and it is extensively used in both pharmacological and cosmetic applications. Beyond its common uses, aloe vera has demonstrated several therapeutic properties, including anti-cancer, antioxidant, anti-diabetic, and anti-hyperlipidemic effects. Now, aloe vera has both indigenous and traditional uses. Aloe vera has long been revered for its medicinal value and is known as the plant of immortality in ancient Egypt. It has been widely used as a traditional medicine in many cultures. Traditionally, aloe vera has been used to treat skin injuries and digestive disorders. Historical records indicate that its medicinal use dates back to around 1500 BC in ancient Greece, Mexico, and China. In ancient Egypt, Queens Nefertiti and Cleopatra incorporated aloe vera into their daily beauty routines as part of their skincare and cosmetic practices. Historically, aloe vera was also used for medicinal purposes. Alexander the Great and Christopher Columbus are both known to have used it to treat wounds sustained by soldiers in battle. Okay, so let's talk about gut health. Gut health refers to the overall well-being of the organs involved in the digestive system. Gastrointestinal diseases can be triggered by factors such as stress, low fiber diets, aging, and high intake of dairy foods. Common symptoms associated with poor gut health include bloating, regurgitation, heartburn, nausea, vomiting, constipation, diarrhea, food intolerance, abdominal pain and cramps, reduced appetite, weight loss, and blood in stools. Improving gut health involves several key interventions. These include maintaining a balanced diet and a healthy body weight. It is important to avoid the use of non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, NSAIDs, which can negatively impact gut health. Utilizing synergistic combinations of prebiotics and probiotics can support the gut microbiome. Additionally, chemoprevention strategies, such as the use of aspirin and cyclooxygenase 2 inhibitors, may help protect against gastrointestinal diseases. Now, 685 million people suffer from acute gastroenteritis, and we're going to look at how aloe vera improves gut health. And the way we're going to approach this is we have a very powerful technology called Cytosolve, which I spent many, many decades developing. So for many, many reasons, you'll discover with the modern advent of the field. But we're applying this to everything. And it was only recently that we decided, why don't we apply it also to gut health? Okay. And in order to understand that, I'd like to share with you what the Cytosolve innovation process is. What do we actually do at Cytosolve to go through this process? Well, the first step we do in any field, we build a molecular architecture of that phenomenon by looking at all the papers that have been written in the field, and then publish. And then the next thing we do is we mathematically convert those molecular systems into rate equations using physical chemistry. And then we do a combination screening using those models. And then we go through the process of finding if any of the combinations we put together actually lead to discoveries, and we patent them, and then we license and manufacture them. So right now you can see we have many, many different areas of health and disease and well-being we're going at that are in different phases of development. Phase 1, phase 2, phase 3, phase 4, phase 5, phase 6. In phase 6, we've already developed two very powerful products. We have about 5 different discoveries we've made, which have gotten patents. We have about 5 different areas. In phase 4, we're doing actual screening. We have another 6 areas we're doing modeling. Another 5 areas we're doing publications, another 10 areas. We're doing systems, architectures, and all of you can participate in this. We're going to actually start enabling all of you to donate to these, or even if we decide to spin out the company's own pieces of this. We're right now in the in silico modeling stage, so we're going to share with you some of that data. Now, one of the products we've already done this through, where we've gone through this whole process, is MV25. We built the systems architecture, then we published, then we did the modeling, we did the combination screening, we did the discovery. What we did was, first we modeled all the molecular pathways of osteoarthritis, which is a disease that affects nearly 500 million people. But we did this with Cytosolve, with, frankly, no funding. Then we published it, and then we did the modeling of it, and then we went through all these different natural foods in nature. And we found combinations of ingredients in this, and we put them together. And then we were very fortunate to discover something through this process. And we actually found 2 very powerful ingredients, the right dosages from nature, that affect all these molecular pathways in this architecture to actually reduce pain and inflammation. And then to validate this, not only did we publish, but we got a United States patent. And that resulted in us, for the first time, actually not just helping other companies, but we actually manufactured it for your use. And so I'll play you this video. This will explain the Cytosolve process and how we did this. But we actually have a tangible solution that went through all these steps, and we can apply this to every disease on the planet. And that's one of the solutions we're doing. So I'll share with you about MV25. And this is what we're applying to gut health. We're not there yet, but we're in the process of doing that.
Millions of people suffer every day from painful discomfort and swelling, but most pain medications come with harsh side effects, and many alternative supplements have little scientific backing. That's why we at Cytosolve created MV25. MV25 was formulated using the Cytosolve Computational Systems Biology Platform, a technology for precision and personalized health invented by Dr. Shiva during his doctoral research at MIT. This formulation is the result of computing trillions of potential combinations of biomolecular interactions derived from thousands of peer-reviewed scientific papers published across four decades by 68 research institutions to discover an optimal synergy of compounds that downregulate biomarkers of discomfort and normal swelling.
Hi, I'm Barbara Ann. My hands would cramp up so that I couldn't hold cards or knit or crochet, and they would go like that. And I'd have to use this when I played cards with my grandkids, and I'd start taking that MV25. After a bit, I was able to hold cards in my hand, very, very little cramping, hardly at all anymore. MV25.
Hi, my name is Sandy. I'm a Taekwondo instructor. I tore my ACL during Taekwondo. I had a lot of pain and limited mobility. I've been taking the MV25 for about 6 months now. After the first week, I noticed a big difference. After the second week, almost literally no pain.
My name is Jeremy, and I suffer from a lower back problem. Hurt my back at work years ago, and I can go to the chiropractor, do all kinds of different things, and nothing seems to help. And I decided to try MV25. I didn't notice a difference immediately, but within a few days, the pain went away and it stayed away. I've continued to take it, and even when I do things that I shouldn't do, it seems to go away a lot quicker than it ever did before.
MV25 is certified clean, 100% non-GMO, made in America, and GMP certified for good manufacturing practices. MV25 is Cytosolve optimized, which means that this formula has been engineered to maximize benefits while minimizing toxicity based on current research curated by Cytosolve. As the science advances, so will this formulation. This is our promise. Order online at mv25.life. Consult your doctor before taking any supplement or medication and use as directed. MV25.
So this is beyond just theory. A lot of people think that you can just talk about stuff without ever having to do anything. But here we've gone end to end with a powerful solution that can really help the world, which is helping the world by this completely different way of doing development, independent of big pharmacists. So go to mv25.life. We call it the momentum to move. Order this product to help you. And it's a way you can also support everything we're doing. Just so you know, I have two wonderful dogs and I love pets. We're against animal testing. So we did the same approach to create a product called K9701, which takes about 15 to 20 different ingredients from nature and really creates a whole health product. And you can get that for the whole health pet supplement right here. And yes, we've also created another powerful product called Healthy Tea. It comes in 7 different varieties, each designed to support a specific health need, like joint tea, digest tea, breathe tranquility, detoxy tea, femini tea, and finally, immunity tea. And now here comes your body, your tea, a range specially crafted to help balance your doshas and support overall well-being. This collection includes Vata tea, Pitta tea, Kapha tea, Vata Pitta tea, Pitta Kapha tea, Kapha Vata tea, and Tridosha tea. Since we're talking about gut health, I recommend digest tea, as it may help improve gut health. We've also launched a new product category focused on immune function. The first in this line is D3K2 magnesium, a powerful combination of vitamin D3, vitamin K2, and magnesium glycinate. Backed by decades of scientific research, this formula is designed to support and strengthen your immune health at its foundation. Building on that foundation, our second product, zinc copper quercetin, features a potent blend of science-backed synergistic nutrients, carefully formulated to activate and optimize your body's natural immune defenses. So there we go. So now our Cytosolve Gut Health Initiative is at this phase. We're just starting. So there's a lot of opportunity for all of you to participate in this. We're open sourcing the way that we share knowledge and information. So you guys can be a part of this. So let me go back to this. So the systems architecture that we're looking at is the feedback loop between gut diseases and oxidative stress, emphasizing that tackling one could positively impact the other. This insight sets the foundation for identifying natural or synthetic interventions through the subsequent phases in the pipeline. We're actually going down to the root of the problem, the molecular mechanisms linking gut disease and oxidative stress, emphasizing how chronic inflammation and oxidative damage contribute to the progression of gastrointestinal disorders. On the left, the diagram shows the TNF alpha-induced cell death pathway in gut epithelial cells. Activation of tumor necrosis factor receptor 1 initiates a signaling cascade involving proteins like TRAD, FAD, RIP, and TREF2, which ultimately leads to caspase 8 and caspase 3 activation, triggering apoptosis. Simultaneously, this cascade activates the NF-kappa-B pathway through the IKK complex, IKK-alpha, and IKK-beta, promoting the transcription of inflammatory genes and inducible nitric oxide synthase, further escalating inflammation. On the right, the diagram outlines how oxidative stress, primarily through the production of reactive oxygen species in mitochondria, can activate NF-kappa-B via IKK-mediated phosphorylation. This leads to the degradation of I-kappa-B and nuclear translocation of NF-kappa-B, stimulating pro-inflammatory gene expression. The downstream effects include cell injury, release of inflammatory cytokines, and the development of ulcers, hyperplasia, and potentially carcinogenesis. The vicious cycle between oxidative stress and inflammation in gut tissues points to chronic inflammation as a key driver of mucosal injury and disease progression. Systems architecture of gut health, outlining the key contributing factors to gut disorders. It identifies 9 major variables that affect gut health and contribute to disease development, forming the foundation for further research and modeling in subsequent phases. The listed factors include genetic factors and immune system reactions, highlighting the body's inherent predispositions and immune-related influences on gut integrity. Dysbiosis of intestinal flora refers to an imbalance in gut microbiota, which can lead to inflammation and digestive issues. Environmental factors and lifestyle choices such as diet and physical activity also play critical roles in gut health. The slide also addresses non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drug use, which is known to damage the gut lining over time. Psychological stress factors are included, emphasizing the gut-brain axis and how mental health affects gastrointestinal function. Additionally, smoking is highlighted as a harmful contributor, while consumption of milk products suggests dietary sensitivities that may provoke gut inflammation in certain individuals. Then we will publish. Next, we'll process everything and build out our models to bring the whole picture together. And these are the 19 natural compounds that have been identified to potentially support in managing gut health. Those are aloe vera, amla, asafoetida, ashwagandha, cardamom, cinnamon, cloves, coriander, cumin, curd, fennel, fenugreek, garlic, ginger, ginkgo, licorice, pepper, Tenospora cordifolia, turmeric. These 19 things, there's data on this. But the reality is this is why there has been no breakthrough, because you'll see all these videos on these. But their issues, how do they work in combination? How do you crack the code on this? And that's why we want to do that. We're not here to say that we have a solution, but what we're here to say is we're taking the systems approach. Okay, we can... Once we have this architecture laid out, we can actually use it to figure out what's actually going on. But today we're going to talk about aloe vera, one of these 19 potential things that can improve gut health. Now, from our Cytosolve research, we have found out that aloe vera is a widely researched dietary supplement, and there are 4,832 research articles, 196 clinical trials. Over 156 years of scientific research have been done on this. There's 28 key molecules involved in aloe vera. There are many others, but these are the key ones that have been well researched. 75 potentially active chemical compounds have been identified so far. Minerals, vitamins, enzymes, sugars, and other compounds. 9 minerals are calcium, chromium, copper, selenium, magnesium, manganese, potassium, sodium, and zinc. 6 minerals are vitamin A, B12, C, and E, and also choline and folic acid. 5 enzymes are elaiase, bradykinase, amylase, peroxidase, and catalase. Sugars are mannose 6-phosphate and glucomannans. Other compounds are auxin, gibberellins, saponins, lignin, lupiol, and campesterol. And here you can see the structures of the key active compounds in aloe vera, that is aloin and imodin. These are the major constituents we've identified through our research as being most relevant to its biological activity. Aloe vera exhibits multiple biological effects. Aloe vera has immunomodulatory, anti-inflammatory, antioxidant, anti-tumor, anti-neoplastic, wound healing, gastroprotective, anti-diabetic, antimicrobial effect. Coming to its health benefits, aloe vera inhibits ulcer, skin damage, oxidative damage, osteoporosis, diabetes, cancer, gut health, cardiovascular disease, inflammation, and hepatic damage. But let's look at what we have learned in our process of doing the combination screening. Relative to aloe vera, and again, we're sharing with you original research, let's look at the effect of aloe vera on gut health, specifically its role in the inhibition of leaky gut. Leaky gut is a condition characterized by increased permeability of the intestinal lining due to weakened tight junctions, allowing toxins and microbes to pass into the bloodstream and trigger inflammation. The mechanism diagram shows that aloe vera activates the ERK signaling pathway, part of the MAPK cascade, which leads to the phosphorylation of 4-EBP1, a translation repressor. This activation specifically occurs at the threonine 70 site, enabling the upregulation of ZO1 translation, a critical protein involved in maintaining tight junction integrity in intestinal epithelial cells. As a result, aloe vera enhances the production of ZO1, which helps restore and strengthen the tight junctions. This ultimately reduces intestinal permeability and inhibits the development of leaky gut. Now let's look at another aspect, the anti-inflammatory effect of aloe vera on gut health, specifically focusing on its potential to alleviate ulcerative colitis, UC, a chronic inflammatory bowel disease. Aloe vera inhibits the PI3K/AKT signaling pathway, which otherwise leads to the activation of NF-kappa-B, a transcription factor that triggers the production of TNF-alpha, a major pro-inflammatory cytokine. This cascade contributes to intestinal inflammation and the development of ulcerative colitis. By blocking the PI3K/AKT pathway, aloe vera helps suppress NF-kappa-B and TNF-alpha activity, thereby reducing inflammation. Additionally, this inhibition may promote mucin expression, a protective component of the colon lining, thus helping restore mucosal health. Next is the inhibitory effect of aloe vera on gastric ulcers, focusing on its role in suppressing NLRP3 inflammasome-mediated pyroptosis, a form of inflammatory cell death. Heat pathway begins with reactive oxygen species, ROS, which activate NLRP3 inflammasomes, a multi-protein complex that triggers inflammation. Upon activation, the inflammasome converts procaspase 1 into active caspase 1, which then cleaves gastrumin D, GSD-MD. The cleaved product, NGSD-MD, forms pores in cell membranes, leading to pyroptosis, a process of cell death that results in gastric mucosal damage, inflammation, and ulcer formation. Aloe vera interferes early in this cascade by inhibiting NLRP3 activation, thereby reducing caspase 1 activity and the cleavage of GSD-MD. As a result, pyroptosis is suppressed, protecting gastric epithelial cells and helping prevent ulcer development. This mechanism highlights aloe vera's anti-inflammatory and cytoprotective role in the gut. By modulating inflammasome activity, aloe vera may serve as a natural strategy to reduce gastric ulcer risk. And we are now in the process. Once we do this, we will then file patents and then we'll do production. So that's what the SpinOut GutSolve is going to do. We're right here at the in silico modeling phase for GutSolve. How can you help? Well, if you guys are interested, you can actually participate in this. If you want to take down this link, you can set up time to meet with us. If you want to support this, if you want to know more about it, you guys can actually participate in this. Okay? South. But we're taking a very systematic approach towards this process. Next thing we want to share with you is that you can set up meetings if you want to talk about investment opportunities. You can also just go donate to vashiva.com/openscience and support the CytoSolve Open Science Institute. You can also come to our symposiums that we do on the first Tuesdays of every month. You can go register at cytosolve.com/symposium. Again, absolutely free. But what we're doing at the Open Science Institute is we're committed to eliminating animal thing. We want to support indigenous medicines, which is a real fight against racism. Big Pharma does not believe in indigenous medicines. We also want to stop the fake science. We know over and over again you see the false nature of big academia. They're fabricating research. They make up stuff, and they're getting away with it. And this is because there's an incestuous web of signs between big government, big pharma, big academia, and big publishers. And so you have billionaires now realizing that they are spending a lot of money on universities that aren't yielding, and they want to start their own institutions. Cytosolve offers a completely different approach where all of you can participate. So that's what I wanted to share this. All right, now we want to talk about the fact that the big pharma guys are not really into supporting food as medicine. And when we look at aloe vera, we have found through Cytosolve very powerful evidence, even in the literature of the establishment, to show that aloe vera has very, very powerful effects. All right, so we're going to share some of that with you right now. Aloe vera achieved a faster and greater reduction in visual analog scale scores for burning sensation over 3 months compared to intralesional injections of hydrocortisone acetate and hyaluronidase. The bar chart visually represents the mean percentage reduction in VAS scores at different intervals. Group A, patients treated with aloe vera gel and juice, consistently showed higher reduction rates, 52.5% reduction from baseline to 1 month versus group B, continued superiority at months 2 and 3, cumulative 79.5% reduction by 3 months for aloe vera, slightly outperforming the 75% in the injection group. This outcome indicates that aloe vera not only matches but may exceed standard pharmaceutical interventions in relieving discomfort, with the added benefit of being non-invasive and natural. Aloe vera cream is significantly more effective than 0.1% triamcinolone acetonide cream in treating psoriasis lesions, based on an 8-week clinical study. The bar chart shows a higher percentage of patients using aloe vera reached PASI 75, 75% improvement in symptoms, and PASI 50, compared to those using TA cream. Fewer aloe vera users had outcomes below PASI 50, highlighting better overall effectiveness. In the right table summary, PASI scores dropped more significantly in the aloe vera group, week 0 to week 8 difference. Aloe vera, 7.7 plus or minus 2.3. TA cream, 6.6 plus or minus 2.1. The difference was statistically significant, p equals 0.0237. Aloe vera significantly improves gastric health, performing better than pantoprazole, a commonly prescribed anti-ulcer drug. Graph A, ulcer group had significantly lower gastric pH, which means more acidic. Pantoprazole raised the pH, less acidic, as expected. Aloe vera also significantly increased gastric pH, though slightly less than pantoprazole, still a clear improvement over the ulcer group. In graph B, ulcer group had a high ulcer index. Both pantoprazole and aloe vera significantly reduced the ulcer index. Notably, aloe vera achieved a lower ulcer index than pantoprazole, indicating greater healing. Aloe vera was found to significantly decrease the ulcer index and increase gastric pH, showing superior performance compared to pantoprazole in this experimental model. So again, if you want to support this research, go to vashiva.com/openscience. Donate. You can donate to different initiatives. We have a gut health initiative. You can contribute to that. And by the way, when you contribute, we give you lots of books, lots of tools, so you can become a warrior scholar at Truth Freedom Health. Now, some people might ask, if aloe vera is so powerful, why aren't we all taking it? Well, the truth is, it's not one size fits all. It's about the right medicine for the right person at the right time. And what we want to educate you on is that we've also created a framework which helps you figure that out. And let's talk about that framework, okay? And when we talk about that, what does current science say? What's the right dosaging? The right science says, for example, for ulcerative colitis, Lafanadal say to have aloe vera gel 100 milliliters twice daily for 4 weeks. For digestive disease protection, Sanchez M. et al. Say to have aloe vera juice 30 milliliters twice daily, or aloe vera gel 5 milligrams 3 times daily for 3 months. For corneal re-epithelialization, Sanchez M. et al. Say to have aloe vera topical administration 60 milligrams per milliliter 4 times daily for 3 days of eye drops. For chronic wound healing, Hekmapu D et al. Say to have 0.05% cream or aloe vera gel, maximum 3 times a day for a week. Side effects of aloe vera if taken in high dosages are hepatitis, electrolyte imbalances, diarrhea, and allergic reactions. And the other piece is the tool that we've created called Your Body, Your System, which integrates engineering systems. Science with Eastern Systems of Medicine reveals a very powerful way to understand if it's right for you. You can use Your Body, Your System to understand what kind of system you are, whether your system's off course, and how do you bring your body back to you. So if you look at, if you want to find if aloe vera is right for you, first of all, you can recognize that if your body is here, when you take these questions, a red dot will move at different points, and it'll give the amount of transport, conversion, and storage you have. And you can see here that aloe vera lowers vata and pitta and stabilizes kapha. Now, if your body at some point is here, is it right for you? Well, definitely it'll help you if your body's off. Of course, here it's going to bring you back. Obviously, the black dots here, it's going to take you away. But this is a condition where aloe vera on may be right for. So again, we have these 3 powerful platforms. VA Shiva Systems Health allows you to understand the personalization of foods. Join us every 11 a.m. and 7 p.m. every other Fridays and get involved in vashiva.com/tutorial. It's free. We educate people on the right medicine for the right person at the right time. Again, we're extremely, extremely generous with our time. We give away a lot of tools for free. People have argued that we shouldn't do that because when you give away stuff, people don't value it. But we want to err on the side of benefiting people. But I hope you guys get involved, but this will help you figure out if it's right for you. Not everything is right for everyone. You know, if you look at all the different things that claim that be good for gut health, which is what we're analyzing with Cytosolve out of that, even if we find out all of them are good, a subset will be good for you. And that's what your body, your system tool, allows you to figure out. Okay, and allows to teach others to figure this out. So to sum it all up, aloe vera activates the MAP-KIRK signaling pathway, which increases the expression of tight junction-related proteins. This strengthens intestinal barrier function, improving gut integrity. Aloe vera inhibits the PI3K/AKT pathway, leading to reduced inflammation. It also enhances mucin expression, making it beneficial in managing ulcerative colitis. Aloe vera inactivates the NLRP3 inflammasome, thereby preventing pyroptosis. This reduces gastric ulcer severity by lowering cleaved GSDMD, a key pyroptosis marker. And we are right now in Gut Solve, which is a new spin out at the in silico modeling phase. Again, if you're interested in investment opportunities, you can go to this link and set up a time with us. But that's what we wanted to cover today on aloe vera on gut health. I hope you understand that we took a systems approach here, covering politics, covering health, covering science. If you want to get smart, if you want to get healthy, and you want to get fierce and strong, get involved in Truth Freedom Health. Again, a very powerful way all of you guys can support what we're doing and yourself is to become a Truth From Health Warrior Scholar. We gave many calls to action. So again, I hope this was valuable. Get involved, support the movement that we're building. It's really for you. There's nothing else we're doing here but to support your development. Get involved, get involved, get involved. Anyway, for those of you who joined late, today's discussion was on aloe vera on gut health, and this is a series we'll be doing. But get involved and support your advancement. Be well. Thank you.